everyone to the Woman Fully Alive podcast, and I'm really excited for our conversation today. This podcast is all about women's transformation and rebirth at midlife and beyond, but really at any point in their life when they make that choice to create something new in their life. And so today I've got with me Karen Sarmento, and I originally met Karen through a mutual mentor, and right away I just was really attracted to her message and her way of delivering it and her story, and I knew right away that she was someone that I really wanted to interview on this podcast. So Karen is a nurse practitioner, and she's been at this work for more than 18 years, and also a Proctor Gallagher certified mindset mentor. And over the course of her career, she's served thousands of people and also spent many years studying directly with world-class mentors. And so what Karen delivers, like in some of her in some of her classes, is really practical, down to earth, tips and advice for women, but based in, principles of the science of human behavior. And so I'm excited to dive into our conversation today. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
That's great. Yeah, thank you. So I always like to start out, since this is kind of a space of women being able to share stories and share, insights, I'm wondering how you got into this space of being a woman's like mindset mentor. What was it in your own story that brought you here?
Yeah, such a good question. So I would say most of my life, I was kind of a people pleaser, sort of go with the flow, conform, just follow the expected, just do the norm. And probably maybe close to about 10 years ago, I hit just a really rocky stage in my life. It was a pretty dark time and I wasn't in a good place. And kind of looking back, I don't think I had been for a while, but my son's father had passed. I was drinking heavily, too much, and I just wasn't fulfilled inside. I had a really good career as a nurse practitioner, but I just wasn't in a good place, and that was kind of like a glaring problem. And I had my son at the time was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I just knew he deserved better, and I was not showing up in a way that I wanted to be showing up for him. So I think that was my big eye opener. So I stumbled upon personal development and I just fell in love with it. And I just dove deep. I've had a mentor in some capacity or another for the last 8 or 9 years and ended up getting certified through the Proctor Gallagher Institute. And it's just kind of become my passion project to help other women see that no matter where you are in your life, or no matter how grim the picture seems, or how you feel inside, that doesn't have to define the way you move forward. That there is a way to, I always say, embrace that whisper, because I think we get a little whisper that says we're meant for more.
Right. Oh, I love that, in just embracing that whisper. And I think, so many women can identify with that story of being so conditioned to be people pleasers, and myself included, and making that, right? And then reaching that point where you realize that, if something's going to shift, it actually has to be me. And then taking that deep dive inside yourself and getting the mentors to help you. So embrace that whisper. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So I just got goosebumps when you said, when you realized, oh, I have to go inside. Oh, it's me. It's not everybody else. And it's not what he did, she said, what happened to me. It's me. It's inside me. And that I can change that, or I can create a different reality for myself, for my son, for my family. And when I embrace the whisper, it's that little nudge. And I'd been hearing it for a long time, and I just kept ignoring it. Like, who am I to do anything special or anything that stands out? So it's that little whisper that says, I have a greater purpose, and there's more in me than I'm doing. And I'm meant to do more, and I'm not really utilizing my gifts. And I love my job as a nurse practitioner. I just felt there was more to me. Yeah. And this in particular, like what you're doing and what I'm doing, just empowering women to embrace that little calling that they get.
Yeah. 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 You know, just that when you said, like, you know, you look at your life and you think, well, I've got this, I've got a good job and everything seems to be okay on the outside. So that question you said, like, yeah, just shivers when you said, like, who am I to do something great? And, but yet, yeah, there's this voice or this nudge that gets louder and louder and louder, that somehow you know that there's something there. And sometimes, like, you know, you don't even know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so fun. If you start to learn to listen to that little nudge or those little messages, and you really start to pay attention, you get the guidance as you go. And when you start to trust your intuition and believe in yourself, you realize, okay, take a little step that way, you feel a little more power to do a little bit more. And the more you do, the stronger you get along the way.
I think that's so important what you just said. Like, the path unfolds, but usually, like, just one step at a time. So, you know, so often we want to know the plan, or, you know, the people around us will ask, well, what are you doing? And sometimes the answer is, I don't really know, but I know I'm going this way. So I'm curious what that was like for you, you know, as you kind of started making this shift.
Yeah, I'm laughing because it's so true. People would say, what is it you're doing? I don't get it. I mean, you've got a great job. This doesn't even make sense. How are you going to do that? It's like, I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know. So for a long time, I didn't tell a soul what I was doing because I didn't want anybody to question how I was going to do that, because I didn't know. And plus, I was always so quiet. So it was like, had to lose that story too. but where was I going with that? What was the question?
Yeah, no, just how that shift of how you do that when, you know, the outside world, you know, we become very aware of judgments and doubts that can really derail our path. And so I'm curious what that was like for you to take one step at a time into the unknown.
Yes. You know, what was huge is actually seeking guidance and support and mentorship and being in the company of women like yourself who are doing greater things. And I saw that it was okay to do bigger things, or that it was necessary, and that it was by me doing something different didn't make anybody else smaller. Because I always felt like, if I shine a little bit, or I'm going to make someone else feel bad. And once I got in the company of other people like yourself, I thought, no, it's actually the opposite. We lift each other up and encourage each other to do bigger things and greater things. And with that, we all rise.
Right. Yeah. Like, such that conditioning that if I shine, you know, or who am I to shine? Because I might make someone else feel uncomfortable or awkward, or, but when you're around, you know, a group of women that are supporting each other, you know, one of the things that I've heard you say is to rise together. And that seems to be a really important part of the path.
It absolutely is. And I love those exact words, "Together we rise," because that's what I've found along the way, is that you can't go it alone, and that the support and the company and the accountability and just the community of women doing great things and listening to their intuition. And when they feel like they have a greater purpose, then they do, because they're getting that feeling for a reason.
Okay. Yeah. And trusting that the feelings that you get, they're not random. They're not like not to be dismissed, and that they really are real, and to be able to follow that. Yeah.
Yes. They're sent to you. They're meant for you. And usually when you ignore it for so long, the messages get louder, and the messages get a little, sometimes a little, even maybe unpleasant, to send you down a different path.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can listen to the, embrace the whisper before it really turns into a scream of something, some kind of crisis, I guess.
Yes, exactly. And I
yeah.
think I ignored the whispers for a long time. And I feel like as women, we tend to take care of everybody else. And we are not we all, but tend to be people pleasers. We don't want to disappoint anybody. We don't want to let anybody down. Mm-hmm. And for me too, I also felt defined by the past. Like I felt any of the mistakes I had made me small, and that was who I was, and that was the end of the story. But over time, I realized, geez, from my mistakes, I got stronger. So I wanted other people to realize that their past doesn't necessarily define them, and you can just create a different future and grow stronger from it. Because I think we do grow during the difficult times, not the great.
Oh my gosh, that's so, so, so true what you just said, that those cracks, as Rumi said, those cracks are where the light shines in, the wounds are actually what gives us that light, or that, that those gifts to be able to give to the world. Well, that is like not letting your past mistakes define you. Sounds like a really important healing piece there.
I believe that it is. I feel like what I thought once disqualified me from doing anything great or helping someone else or teaching someone else actually qualified me to help somebody else, because I've been down the path. I've come out on the other side. And I actually feel empowered or worthy of doing great things and helping other people, women, do the same.
Right. Because, I mean, really, when you go to a mentor, you actually do want to know. And this is, my background as a psychotherapist back in the traditional days, where you really didn't let anybody know anything about yourself, because you're there as the fixer, the healer. And I feel like that's changing, because I know if I go to someone, I want to know that they've been through, that they've been through the mud, and, that they've been able to, that they've got the strength and the skills to come through that themselves through their own experience.
Yeah, I know. And it's always a tricky thing. You're like, how much do I share before I'm going to make somebody feel like, oh, do I want to go there? But at the beginning of this, I said, I'm just going to get in my heart space and whatever I feel called to share. And
So how do you know? I mean, I just love that, being able to just let those, that feeling of being qualified or unqualified, and that those things that people might think are mistakes, or, so-called failures, those experiences, they don't disqualify you from anything, from happiness, from joy, from helping other people, and so how did the voices come to you, voices, or maybe they were voices, the nudges Like, what would you encourage women to pay attention to?
Definitely to listen to those. It was little feelings like I would look at another woman and I'd say, gosh, she just does not see in herself what I see. I have some friends, even some coworkers, family members, that they just don't see themselves in the way that I do. And you could say little things, but it's like, wow, over time, it seemed like such a problem, such a common theme that women are successful but empty. And I just kept getting those little feelings like, wow, I could really address that because I felt like that and I don't feel like that anymore. And I really wanted other people to know there's a different way.
Yeah.
So it's just really listening and learning to listen to your intuition because it's kind of like a muscle. So the more you use it or listen to it, the stronger the message is, the better the communication. And I think when you get conditioned to ignore it, you don't hear it as much because you've just learned to ignore it.
Right. Oh my goodness. Yes. I mean, so many times and so many women that I've worked with, where a feeling has come up or, you know, an idea and they've been so quick to shut it down and say like, oh, that's silly. That's never going to work. That doesn't. And like, it can be so automatic in us, can't it? Like to just slow it down and maybe explore that a little bit more.
Yes. I love that quote. I'm so thankful for the idea that used me. And it's so powerful because we get these little ideas like, ooh, and then just dismiss it. But I don't dismiss them anymore. Like I listen to it. I write it down. I keep it in my brain and kind of let it unfold. And it often does. And I think our thoughts do become our reality. The more we think about something, we give it energy and we're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. So I feel like might as well
I
be
love
moving
that.
Forward together.
All right. You're either going forward or you're going back. So we might as well move forward together, right? It makes
Come
sense.
on.
So in some of your videos that you go live in your private Facebook group, and I've really, really enjoyed those, like you cover so many topics from, you know, the fear that comes up to self-image. What would you say, you know, going down this path, following your intuition, what can be some of the hiccups or, you know, some of the blocks that get in the way that it might be important for women to be aware of?
Yes. So we have what are termed paradigms or beliefs or habits or just our subconscious mind started to be programmed when we were just infants all through our childhood. So those thoughts that are embedded so deeply in our subconscious mind are tough to break. So when you start to do things differently that are outside your comfort zone, those thoughts are going to fight you. And I think you really have to expect that it may not always be easy and expect that there may be some discomfort because with change, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think being aware that there's going to be some bumps in the road and there may be a little forward, backward, but for the most part, if you're moving forward and you're willing to experience the discomfort, you'll come out on the other side. So I think being aware that your mind is going to fight you a little on the change because we've been who we are for so long that it's like, wait a minute, we don't do that. That felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just scary.
It's scary. Expect that. It's going to be scary when you start moving out of your comfort zone.
Yes. Expect the
and
discomfort.
You're not doing anything wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it can be fun. You can almost kind of flip the script and just make the process fun because it's like assuming a new identity and just embracing that, who you really want to show up as.
Right.
Starting to show up as her.
It's like putting on a new costume and kind of trying it out. And then all the prison guards in your mind that come forward and say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, this is not okay."
That's not Madeline. Right. You're so right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But just being able to laugh at that, like exactly that, like don't worry about, all these thoughts that come up that it's not okay, that you're making a mistake, and to be able to laugh at them as they come up, because they're gonna come up and they're probably coming full force, all armored, everything.
Yes, it's so true. And we're supposed to be the main character in our story. When all too often we just kind of play the role of the bouncer number three in the
Yeah.
background and let the world just kind of pass us by and we just kind of watch. So taking
Right.
control of how we want to show up.
We want to show up and not be just the audience
Right.
of what's happening. We want to show up. Oh my goodness. Yes. I can feel that right in my heart. Like how many women that I know are having such a strong yearning to show up in some other way in their life, and to, like you said at the very beginning, they know they have a nudge, like an urge that they're here for something bigger than where they are right now. Doesn't mean they're not grateful and all that, but you can be grateful and want something more.
Yes, you raised a really good point there because sometimes people are like, well, what's wrong with who I am right now? And nothing, nothing at all. But when you're pushing aside an inner calling, you hate to see somebody suppress that.
Right. Yes. Like their true self, their true expression that they're here to be. Wow. So what are some of the some of the biggest gifts that you have found personally along this voyage, in this journey?
Oh my gosh, so many wonderful women that have supported me and have wanted to come along. And that was hard for me to let other people into the journey because that meant there was no going back. And that meant that I too had to show up. And, but what I've realized is people, they want to help and they're open to the new concepts and a new way of thinking. And what surprised me was some of the concepts that I've learned over the last 8 or 9 years that people had never heard of, and that they just don't love themselves inside.
Oh, yeah.
Things like mirror work or how you're speaking to yourself on a daily basis was so foreign. Like people are so they've conditioned themselves to look in the mirror and pick out all their flaws and just really diminish themselves. And I think that's been my favorite part is really connecting with other women and feeling like they're learning something new and they're learning
Wow.
to love themselves, which I think I believe is at the core of all of it. If you don't love yourself, then your standard is low and you'll never attract anything into your life that's higher than your standard. So if your standard is low, so it's
That's what you're
raising
gonna.
those.
So like self-love sounds like a major pillar of your work with women. Learning or being aware of how you talk to yourself, that's been so programmed that it's almost just automatic to focus on the flaws in the mirror. And yeah, being able to kind of reprogram that.
Yes, really being aware of what that inner dialogue sounds like, whether it's in the mirror or just when you're walking in somewhere. So often we're so worried what everybody's thinking about us, and probably nobody's thinking anything but us. And
Yeah.
we've created this identity. And whatever the identity is, you can't outperform that. So if your identity of yourself is kind of small and quiet and no self-love, then
Yeah.
that's kind of what you create in your reality and you bring into your life.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, what you just said. like that identity that we've created of ourselves, that is what's, that's who's showing up in our life, and that's what we're getting.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Groundhog Day theory.
Right.
If nothing ever changes, then nothing ever changes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes. Yeah. 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 Even no matter what we do on the external, we try to fix and change things, yet we're still in the, stuck in the same identity.
Yes. Yeah. And I always encourage women to have fun with it. Write out your identity. How do you want to show up in the world? What are all the characteristics? What, how does that person deal with conflict? How does that person walk? Or even just the simple body, like shoulders back, head up. You can change your whole, I know as I'm.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, for a good reminder.
Yeah, we're both like.
Yeah.
It really can change just the physiology, and yeah, it can be fun.
It can be fun.
Rewrite the story.
I love what you just said as, you know, something that women can take away from our conversation, like just that. It sounds like you have like a wealth of tools that people can use, such as writing out your story, writing out the characteristics of your new identity, and taking that on, like, even as you said, like in your body would be sounds like a great start.
Absolutely. I used to write mine out and I would tweak it and I would think about it, and that I would walk with my head up, shoulders back. I walked like I, with purpose. I knew where I was going. Unshakable confidence, certain words that really resonate with me. I'm decisive, and it just started to become who I was. I really started to embody the things that I was writing and journaling, and you look back and it's like, wow, I really did change my inner beliefs about myself.
Right. Well, like just that deck, it almost sounds like a declaration. Like, mm-hmm. this is who I am. I'm confident. I'm self-assured. And over time that starts to become you.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think, like you, that's what I want for other women like you. Yeah. You clearly, you're on a mission here to build women up, and
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And rewrite their stories and rebirth who they are. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So as we kind of bring this conversation full circle, I'm curious, Karen, for you, since it's about rebirth and transformation, I think you've probably really said this, but you know, if there's something that women could take away, what does transformation mean for you? What would be something for them to take away?
Transformation to me means being open to those little whispers and the internal nudges that you get, that you may have a greater purpose or that you were meant for more, and embracing that. And I think believing in yourself so that you are willing to take those steps, even if they're small, that the path starts to unfold before you as you take each step. So I think it's having faith and being open to the change and not knowing what that change may look like or what it may involve or how it's going to unfold. But being open to the journey and what may lie ahead. I think that's how I see transformation, and letting it be fun.
Love that. That's so, so beautiful. And so, you know, for any of our listeners that are listening in today, I would say if this, you know, if you feel into your body right now, and if there's something that for you has sparked, or some little nudge that says, you know, this is pulling me forward to listen to that whisper right now that might be showing up. Because if you're listening to this podcast, you are here for a reason, and this is not purely a coincidence. And there might be something that Karen has dropped today that has just ignited a little spark inside of you that you might want to blow some flame into that little spark and let it start to take root and find that inner fire. So, Karen, I so appreciate you coming on today and telling us about your own story and just you know, I can feel the excitement about this and working with women to, you know, find that fire and embrace that those whispers. So where do people find out about you? Where is the best place for women to go?
So I have my website, KarenSarmento.com, and someone could email me at any point, contact@KarenSarmento.com, or on my Facebook page, could direct message me anytime. I'm open to hearing from people. I love when I hear from people with
Right.
anything. I'm always open to it.
Okay. And we will drop all those links on in the podcast in the notes.
Great.
And so if you are looking for, you know, really valuable connection and tips and insights on how to keep tuning into your own whispers in your body, look into Karen's links and particularly her Facebook page, which I think is just a highly valuable resource for women.
Yes. Oh, my Facebook group is wonderful. I go in there live and do just free teaching and just kind of keep sharing the concepts in there too. So that's a great place to just to show up.
Right. Yeah. Beautiful community there. Great. Thanks, Karen. And we will see you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all your work, all the work that you do. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay. Bye.
Bye.